Lot was educated in his local primary school in Painsford and then went up to Westminster and then to Christ Church, Oxford. In the universities, in the old-fashioned Aristotelian scholastic philosophy, a lot of disputation skills were taught. He was taught how to argue, but really Locke was searching after some kind of truth rather than learning how to put down one's opponent. And you'll find in the essay there's a lot of scathing remarks about disputational method, and particularly in the chapter on the syllogism. Locke encountered the new mechanical philosophy in Oxford through Robert Boyle. By the new mechanical philosophy, I mean that it was an attempt to explain all phenomena, all natural phenomena, in terms of the matter, the motion and figure of insensible particles. In Boyle's case, he developed this thing called the corpuscularian hypothesis. So Boyle surmised that there was this universal matter that was divided up into corpuscles of various shapes and sizes and which moved at different speeds, and that through the interactions of all these corpuscles, the differences in the macroscopic world that we observe could be accounted for. So when we come to see an object that has a particular texture or a different feel to it, if it's hard or if it's soft, the explanations of why the object should have those particular qualities can be given in terms of the structure and organisation of those microscopic particles. So it was a very materialist philosophy, really, in Locke. We find it in Locke when he explains the difference between primary and secondary qualities, the primary qualities of bodies being those that the size, shape, motion, bulk of these particles and the number of them. The secondary qualities being those qualities that arise at a more phenomenal level through the operation of the primary ones. That's basic primary-secondary quality distinction. A phenomenal level, I mean, really at the observational level. But of course, we observe shapes and sizes and motions of things as well. But basically, a red object would have a different microscopic structure than a yellow object. And it would be in terms of that microscopic structure that an explanation would be given as to why, when we encounter that object, we see the one as red and we see the other as yellow. Because those particles have interacted with the particles of our brain in different ways. And the result has been that we have the different sensations. So our ideas, through these mechanisms, we get given ideas of yellowness, redness, blueness, of the other secondary qualities as well that arise through our feeling things, whether they're soft, whether they're hard, smelling things, whether they smell pleasant or unpleasant, different tastes, all those things that come via one sense organ through the eyes, through the nose, through the ears, or through the mouth, or from our nerve endings on our skins. All those are given to us as secondary qualities, and we gain ideas of them.